From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
19 cases in Korea remain in the 600s for a third day on Friday. The leaders of the US and Japan have reaffirmed their commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. And the government is retrieving vaccine syringes following reports that foreign substances were found in them. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bulley. Korea reported daily COVID-19 cases in the 600s for a third straight day on Friday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 658 new infections were tallied Friday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 113,444. Of the new cases, 630 are local transmissions and the rest from overseas. Of the domestic cases, 69% come from the greater metro area, including 213 in Seoul and 204 in Gyeonggi Province. South Gyeongsang Province and port city Busan have also added over 30 cases each. Four more deaths have been reported, bringing the death toll to 1,794. The fatality rate stands at 1.58%. Over 8,000 patients remain in isolation, with 108 in critical condition. The leaders of the US and Japan have reaffirmed their commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga held face-to-face summit talks at the White House on Friday and released a joint statement. The two sides urged North Korea to fulfill its obligations under UN Security Council resolutions and also called for full implementation by the international community. Biden and Suga said they will strengthen deterrence to maintain peace and stability in the region and work together to address the dangers associated with North Korea's nuclear and missile program, including the risks of proliferation. Biden also reaffirmed U.S. commitment to the immediate resolution of the issue of Japanese nationals believed to have been abducted by Pyongyang decades ago. Referring to challenges in the Indo-Pacific region, the two leaders said they recognize that tribal cooperation with South Korea has never been as important as today and agreed to promote such collaboration. President Moon Jae-in will visit Washington next month for summit talks with Biden. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has reiterated his willingness to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un unconditionally to resolve the issue of Japanese nationals believed to have been abducted by Pyongyang decades ago. Suga made the remark during a virtual seminar hosted by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies following his summit meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday. In the webinar, the Japanese Prime Minister said he is prepared to meet the North Korean leader with no conditions attached to address the resolution of the abductees issue and the establishment of productive bilateral relations. Suga also pointed out that North Korea has carried out ballistic missile test launches around 80 times since 2013, calling it a violation of UN Security Council resolutions and a threat to peace and stability in the region. He said CVID, or the Complete, Verifiable and Irreversible Dismantlement of All of North Korea's Weapons of Mass Destruction and Ballistic Missiles of All Ranges, must be persistently pursued through close partnership with the US and trilateral cooperation with South Korea. The Japanese leader also stressed China's role in resolving the nuclear issue. But he also mentioned Beijing's attempts to make unilateral changes in the East China and South China Seas and emphasized that he will make no concessions when it comes to sovereignty and universal values such as democracy, human rights, and the rule of law.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Health authorities have begun to retrieve some 700,000 syringes from COVID-19 vaccination sites following reports that foreign substances were found inside LDS, or low dead space syringes, currently used in inoculations. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that following 21 such reports, the syringe manufacturer, in a preemptive move, has collected 630,000 of its products by Friday and will collect 70,000 more by this week. All of the 700,000 to be retrieved are made by one manufacturer, and 500,000 of this total have already been used in administering the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, a Food and Drug Safety Ministry official said that nurses would have seen the foreign substance before giving shots, so compromised vaccinations are not believed to have taken place. The official said authorities have inspected the manufacturer and had it fix the problems. 8 South Korean civic groups held a news conference at Gwanghwamun Plaza in Seoul on Saturday and announced Japan's decision to release radioactive water from its Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. The groups called for the immediate withdrawal of the decision, calling it catastrophic, irresponsible, and disregarding the safety of neighboring countries. They urged the South Korean government to sternly respond to Japan's self-centeredness, including joining forces with neighbors and making preparations to file preliminary measures with the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea. After the press conference, the groups went over to the Japanese embassy and recited a letter demanding a retraction of the wastewater discharge plan. Following a court ruling in January that ordered Japan to compensate South Korean victims of wartime sexual slavery, a formal process to collect litigation costs from Japan has begun. The Seoul Central District Court on March 29th conveyed a service by publication notice on collecting the expenses. Service by publication is used to notify a defendant who is intentionally absent at an unknown address or cannot be found to accept the delivery of legal documents. The plaintiffs in the ruling, including the late victim Bae Chun-hee, relied on a litigation aid scheme and received assistance from the Korean government for their legal fees. Following the court ruling, the defendant, Japan, will also shoulder that cost. In January, the Seoul Central District Court ruled that the Japanese government should give 100 million won in compensation to 12 victims. Japan did not appeal the decision.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The U.S. Treasury Department is keeping South Korea on its list of countries to monitor for currency practices. In its first semi-annual report to Congress under the Biden administration submitted Friday, the department also placed 10 other countries, including China, Japan, and Germany, on the monitoring list. Countries on this list will be closely watched by the U.S., but do not suffer any particular disadvantages. Bloomberg News said the Biden administration spared the currency manipulator label in the latest report as a sign of a less confrontational approach to international currency policy, believing that the Trump-era manipulator designations had little effect and raised concerns of politicization. In the latest report, the U.S. reviewed 20 key trading partners on 3 criteria over a 12-month period. The 3 criteria are net purchases of foreign currency that total at least 2% of gross domestic product, a material current account surplus that is at least 2% of GDP, and a bilateral trade surplus with the U.S. that is at least $20 billion. And the film Minari has won the Artios Award in the low-budget comedy or drama category given by the Casting Society of America. The CSA revealed the winners for this year's 36th awards, held in a virtual event Thursday night. The Casting Society of America has some 1,000 members, including casting directors, and has handed out prizes for excellence in casting in TV, film, and theater since 1985. Minari is a film about a Korean immigrant family settling in rural America in the 1980s. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bully. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.